That's a long time.
We're committed.
Good for us.
Yes.
Yay.
And thank you to all for listening.
For listening, yeah. It makes it more fun. No, yeah. We're not just talking to ourselves. And
that is quite what we expected.
Kind of, yeah. I thought, okay, top 10, maybe 20 people. But no, it's more than that.
Yeah, so it's pretty. And cool. I really like when people leave us comments so we can go back and forth. So
Yeah.
Sweet. Last time we left off, it was an international tour.
Yes, definitely. Although, really, only in the...
Shut up.
Well, only in the up-down northern hemisphere. Yeah. Kind of with a little into Asia with Japan, but...
You know what it reminded me of, though? It's like, I think I brought this up before. There was a Christmas episode probably, like, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Where...
The Newman Jet went everywhere.
Yeah, like, Victor was like, he rounded up Victoria and Nicholas and Nikki and was like, I have a special treat for you on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all hopped on the jet and they were like, where are we going, Dad? And then they like literally just made stops around the world and it was like the most stereotypical like little, like they stopped in Mexico and everybody had sombreros. Yeah. And it was like they just went around the world in about a day, like celebrating Christmas.
So it's like
for
that
everyone.
Children's book, Christmas Around the World.
Yeah.
Only...
It was so cheesy.
Live action.
But I remember it,
And it's been a long time since they did that.
Yeah.
So.
But that's kind of what it reminded me of, these, like, I don't know, flights that are supposed to be, you know, like, day-long flights.
Yeah, that are
where
happening.
Where you're going in different time zones.
Yeah. Well, no, I think, though, from the U.S. to Brazil is all the same time zone because you're going up and down.
Okay, I could see that.
So it's maybe, you know, one or the other, like going to New York or, you know, to the West Coast. But even still, the amount of time that it took them to get there, I said this last time, I'm saying it again.
Yeah.
They went too fast. I know it's the Newman Jet, and I've decided that the Newman Jet is a Concorde.
Of course.
That's how they could manage to get there that fast.
Yeah, or one of those new, like, jets that they have there.
The stealth bomber?
Yes, there you go.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Because
that's really the only way to explain it.
Yeah, because we had left off when they were in Brazil, and Jack and Victor had figured out Sky was there getting ready for a really big poker game.
Right, big poker score.
And they knew that Adam must be around, and so they somehow worked it out that they would also be invited to this very
prestigious
poker game.
Right.
And...
But they were setting themselves up as, okay, we're going to get invited because we're the pigeons. We've got money to burn, and they're going to want us in this game. And Skye jumped right on it.
Yeah.
You know, she couldn't see, you know, 2 feet in front of her because all she could see was all the money that they were going to roll around in.
She's pretty one-dimensional.
Oh, yeah. Oh, really one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And Adam was trying to be cautious.
And he was kind of freaking out, like, no, we can't. We got to go.
Yeah,
we got to go.
Get out of here.
Until Victor got Sharon to come down to Brazil and basically was like, she's going to be the bait.
Right.
And so then he arranged for Sharon's picture to be on the front page of the newspaper.
Yeah.
Like in a crowd.
Right, yeah. So she wasn't really obvious, but if you saw it,
you
would notice
her.
It was, yeah. And if you're Adam, you would immediately...
Through that
clue into it.
Tunnel vision of blindness.
Which seems to really come and go. There were times when he was really super blind and they showed it in the, you know, pinhole frame.
Yeah, because they were showing, like, her picture, I think it was, her picture in the newspaper, like, surrounded by that blurry tunnel.
Yeah, well, and there was a time when he was looking at Jack.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might have just been, oh, Jack. But,
yeah.
I don't think so.
And so he decided at the last minute not to leave and sent Skye after her poker game. And then...
Can I just interrupt here? Her gowns for the poker game, I like.
I did too.
I thought they were great. If that's what you have to wear...
She looked slick.
She did. She looked awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, the men all kind of ran together in, you know, standard boring tuxedo.
But isn't that the point? If you're a woman who's going to a poker game.
Oh, yeah. You want to stand out. But she looked really nice in the, you know, there have been some really ugly gowns on this show. And
yeah, that's true.
The ones that they had her in were really nice. They were classy and
they were
sexy and cute.
I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, carry on.
Okay, so while the poker game is going, Adam goes to Sharon's room.
Mm-hmm.
And at first she's like a little scared. You know, that whole thing, I thought it was a great scene, but I had a hard time reading what
was. Yeah, because you it. And I had different takes on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we it's did.
Like, you thought...
I think she really does have feelings for him, and she's... Because she was like... I don't know. I don't even know how to explain the scene. It was like, there was a lot of like, no, Adam, come back. Show the man you can be. And he was like, no.
That man is dead.
Yeah. He was just like, no one will believe me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then they like had a moment where he kissed her, but she didn't really kiss him back. And so then he got that's a little offended.
That's what made me think, oh, she's just playing him. Huh, okay.
I thought if he would have just laid on her a little bit longer, she would totally would have returned it.
Yeah, she totally would have caved, because that's the kind of girl she is.
She didn't, like, push him away and slap him.
No, it was just kind of, oh, now you're kissing me.
No, see, I thought it was she was afraid. She wanted it. But she was, you know.
Because it came off as that she was just
a little cold. Yeah.
Just like, no, we're not going to do that.
I don't know. I just felt like the whole time, like, she...
Had he been a little bit more aggressive, I think she would have caved. Because that's what she always does.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And finally, I mean, she almost had him. It seemed like...
Yeah.
She was pretty close to getting him to come back, mm-hmm. and then he got a call from Skye, mm-hmm. who meanwhile had been at the poker game, mm-hmm. and it was like the worst poker game in the history of, like, upper echelon poker.
Well, it just reminded me, when I was a kid, you know, on really, really hot summer nights, uh-huh. we would play poker, uh-huh. and it reminded me of that. You know, it's like, oh yeah, I see your two ones, and I, you know, raise you half a goldfish cracker.
It was like that. There was no real professionalism in that game. Or tension? No.
Yeah.
And basically, like, everybody else got knocked out really fast except mm-hmm. for Skye and Victor.
Right.
And he...
Who immediately admitted, we know who you are, uh-huh. I know who you are, okay, let's cut the BS and let's just do this.
Yeah, and they decided that the real stakes was whoever won got to keep Adam.
Right, it's like...
Like, it's his...
Like, Skye really wants him, but yeah. Okay.
Exactly, well, I think that was kind of the point.
She gets all the money, too.
And they had a lot of really stupid scenes where it was like, okay, again, I've watched professional poker on TV... Regardless of, like, what game they're playing, they don't just, like, hold their cards up right in front of their face and then, like, show them to everybody, you know?
Right,
like,
yeah. They're a little bit more subtle.
They just lift them real quick, take a look, put them back down, and they never touch their cards again.
Because you can remember.
Yeah, because you're a professional
Because you're
player.
A professional, yeah. Well...
And these people, like, everybody's just holding up their cards, like, just... You know, oh, oops, did that person behind me see? My bad, you know? It was awful.
Yeah, okay.
And, anyway, it was like Victor let Skye win a hand and kind of build up her confidence.
Yeah, she got cocky.
Yeah.
She thought she was really winning.
But then she had, like, a full house or something. Yeah. She had a really good hand.
Yeah, it was adequate.
And it was like, ooh, this is the moment. Everybody's all in. And Victor, of course, no, I think she had, like...
No, didn't she have four of a kind?
She had, like, four aces or something. Yeah. But then... No,
but then he had a royal flush.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that beats four
so
of a kind.
It was just so stupid. Like,
yeah,
really?
It was just...
Is this tombstone?
No. It was... They had to lay it out that stupidly for the people who don't watch professional poker, but everybody knows that a royal flush beats everything.
I guess
that,
so, you're right.
That,
okay.
And that if you've got a full... You know, if you've got four of a kind, you're pretty safe. You know, you can't...
Okay.
It's going to take a lot. Yeah, and, you know, even...
Layman's poker.
Right.
Okay.
Even morons who have only ever played checkers before know that much. And so...
Okay, I got it. I can accept that.
They dumbed it down for...
They did dumb it down.
Because it was dumb!
It was. Anyway...
So they made it look like Skye had won.
Yeah. Because when Adam got that call in the room...
She's saying, we won, yay!
Yeah, she
meet
went,
me at
just
the place.
Meet me at that island with the shack or whatever. And then they get there, Adam meets Skye, and then Victor comes right out of the bushes like two seconds later.
And yeah. And
she's
Sharon. Yeah.
And Sharon.
And the judge who had supposedly, had gotten paid off already to protect them, and he's like, yeah, they paid me more, so.
But I think he was protecting Skye, but not Adam, right? On that kind of
I don't know, maybe. Okay, sure. Yeah, because
And who else did... what were those people called? Like, El Federales?
The Federales. I don't know.
Apparently, Victor hired the Brazilian army.
No, the mercenaries.
Oh, the mercenaries. Yeah. Sorry. And, like... They keep so going great. Back to this moment where, because he was like, we're going to kill you, Adam. You can either come alive or you can come dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not quite sure how legally that one works, but whatever.
Yeah, well, I think Victor is above the law, and he was in another country, so super extra bonus above the law.
So Brazil doesn't care about murder?
Not if the Federales do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, that's why the judge was there. The judge was there to cover it up.
Oh... Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing had a lot of holes in it for me. Anyway.
And I didn't care.
So
it was so obvious what was going to happen. It was
totally.
Grab him. Let's go.
But so they're like, Adam sort of like tried to call Victor's bluff and was like, I'm not going. I'm leaving. And
you can't make me go.
They shot in the air.
Right.
And Sharon flipped out. Like,
that was a pretty good freak out, though.
she was like really upset, but they keep going back to that the whole week. Trying to say, like, see, that is, like, evidence
really,
of her feelings.
Yeah, that she really was worried about him. And, okay, sure.
Come on, you don't think she can... There were so many things this whole week where I was like, oh, man, she totally wants him.
I think that she would take him back if she thought he was going to be...
Not haunting people.
Yeah, you know, that if he made an honest effort and showed some good faith at redemption and trying to... Do the right thing and everything
else. In her brain,
else.
She still even thinks he killed Richard Hightower, which I'm pretty sure he didn't.
I don't think he did.
So at this point, she's, I think, willing to take a murderer.
Yeah.
And he's going to end up not being a murderer.
God, she is such a loser.
But I don't think, you know, like, because then she went back to Genoa City. She goes
three
back
hours
to
later.
Nick. Yes, literally, like, 3 hours later. And Nick is in jail, and... It was like he was just badgering her. Well, what happened between you and Adam? And what
Nick
happened to
has
Brazil?
Been a class A douchebag. Capital
yeah.
D, capital B. This whole week, I've just been wanting to smack him upside the head.
Yeah. I think he's on the verge of a big revelation.
That he's an ass? Please let it be that he's an ass.
No. No, I don't think he'll ever know that.
I want him to have a religious conversion. In prison, and...
That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But I don't think that banging two broads falls under that category.
Well, see, he'd have to leave all of them and be celibate and be a hermit at the cabin.
I think he's going to be left alone. I think that's exactly what they're leading up to.
God, I hope so. That would be so
great. Don't you think?
Great. Yeah. You know, now that I think about it, yeah, because... He's not making any points with Phyllis.
No.
Being Mr. Mother Hen.
Well, and Phyllis took the stand for him.
Sharon.
And
which was super great.
It was like, I love when people take the stand. They crack in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, and she had been worried about it ahead of time. She was like, oh, I'm so nervous. I know I'm going to ruin everything. I'm like, why are you setting yourself up for that? What could you possibly say?
Because she cracked on the stand like years
about
ago.
About a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Okay.
Actually, yeah. Pretty much any time she's ever been on the stand, she cracks.
So she doesn't do well.
No.
Why did they call her then? Did Michael call her, or did...
No, I thought the prosecution called her.
Oh, the other guy did. Okay, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, because they
were
like, why did you ditch the jacket with the blood on it? I thought he was guilty, but he's not.
But
I swear.
No. Yeah, I believe in him. Except for that maybe he did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just was not...
Yeah.
She was not strong Phyllis.
No.
She was dumb Phyllis, and I don't like
She's
dumb Phyllis.
She's been dumb Phyllis a lot lately.
Yeah.
Because she just keeps, like...
Not leaving Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it boils down to.
But I think she's going to.
Yeah.
And I think at the same time, now that Adam is back... And Adam sort of... I think he made a few comments about she was strong,
mm-hmm.
or to Sharon, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You're independent. Like,
you don't need Nick.
And then as soon as she comes back to Genoa City, all Nick does is basically talk about... Oh,
how she needs to be protected.
Well, and when Adam and Sharon were in that... hotel room, she was like, you just lie to me about everything. And
mm-hmm.
he was like, the only thing I didn't lie to you about was the fact that I love you. And
mm-hmm.
and
right.
so she felt kind of validated, and she felt like, he really does love me. And then when she goes back to Genoa City, Nick's like, everything he says is lies. And
mm-hmm.
I think she was kind of taken
well,
aback.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves me,
yeah.
you know.
Because I think he does love her.
Yeah.
You know, I think he has a hard time with everything else. I do think that... if they left Genoa City, if they got out of that environment, he would actually be okay and be a nice guy and be not a murderer.
I don't know, maybe.
I think he could get over it if the two of them went off together.
Probably.
But we'll never know.
But I think she wants to save him. She's been saved over and over. I think she wants to do some saving.
Yeah, it's her turn to be the...
I'm all about it.
Sure, yeah. Go for it.
But...
So they get to the courtroom. Mm-hmm. Big revelation. Oh, look, here's Adam. And pretty much they just kind of went, yeah, okay.
Nobody seemed that shocked. They didn't seem that...
And really, it doesn't matter. Because Nick is on trial for killing Hightower, thinking it was Adam. So it doesn't matter that Adam is alive.
No.
So they put him on the stand, which, again, point of order. Don't you have to have, like, a witness list ahead of time?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
And so they pretty much stop everything, put him on the stand, start to ask him, you know, did you kill Hightower? Did you do this? Did you do that? And he goes nuts. He goes into, I'm crazy mode. You can't do this. You're trying to kill me.
Yeah. Fake crazy.
Yeah. But it was a good freak out.
It was.
You know,
but
that's
it was pretty obvious.
Yeah. I don't think he really surprised anyone.
So they just took him in the back, and then they're going to transfer him to, like, a psychiatric place.
Yeah.
Which, okay, I'm confused, because, of course, he gets sent to the same place Patty is in.
Of course.
But the last time that Patty was in a place, wasn't Adam in the same one for a little while, too? I don't know. It seems like everybody ends up in the same places.
Yeah, but...
Even though they're constantly having a new name.
Well, and this is not the place where Sharon had her baby.
No.
It's a totally different facility. So, that part of Wisconsin is just rife with
psychiatric
facilities. Okay. And this one I like. This one seems to be pretty nice. I like the new doctor.
Yeah.
Guy, I think he's kind of got his head on straight.
He seems mostly competent.
Yeah. It was just kind of like, huh.
I'm surprised. Although his orderly is
an idiot.
Mostly competent.
No. Because they made a big deal out of showing the doctor unlocking the door to get out of the room and then locking Adam back in. And the orderly's just kind of breezing in and out. He doesn't really care too much about locking
the prisoner. So I guess we should clarify. Okay, so Patty's in her new psychiatric place, and they're making this point to, like, show she's getting better. You know, she's improving. She's helping people.
She's making friends with the other patients. and is clearly healthier than they are, because there's one woman there who carries around a baby doll.
She's baddie.
What?
She's just baddie.
Yeah, she's nuts and has some kind of dead baby issues, because, like, she dropped the doll and suddenly freaked out. And Patty was the one who calmed her down.
Yeah, and then they have just people playing checkers.
Yeah.
You know,
your standard day room kind of, what you see on TV. Yeah.
That sure.
That's pretty much it.
But then Adam gets transferred in. Here's where I question the doctor's competency. Because Patty was talking about to Paul how she's sort of working through a lot of things via her dreams.
Right.
And
she's
having a lot of dreams about Adam. So I would
assume...
And not
hot, sexy dreams.
No, not hot, sexy dreams.
Poor Patty.
So I would assume the doctor knows about the whole Adam Newman debacle that happened.
And has made the connection that this is the same Adam.
Of course! Like, doesn't it seem like a giant conflict that, like, Adam and Patty would be allowed to not only be in the same facility, but a facility where they're just sort of, like, interacting in...
In the day room.
Yes. Yeah. Nobody seems to have put that one together yet.
No. I do like that Adam is able to, even though he's wearing, the hospital gown on top and, like, sweats on the bottom, he managed to get his hat of disguise.
Like, he always has a black baseball hat on.
Yeah. It's somewhere. But...
Well, and I mean, one thing is he has a beard, and Patty wouldn't... Does Patty even know that he's alive?
I don't think Patty knows that he's alive, no.
So nobody's broken it to her that he's alive.
That A, he's alive.
Or that he's grown a beard.
And that he has a disguised beard and a disguised hat, and when he was in the corner, kind of huddled over watching things, it was like, ooh, Unabomber, cool.
Oh, it totally did. Yeah. So... As soon as he sees Patty in there, he decides he's going to torment the hell out of her.
Yeah, he's got a plan, and it's Not nice.
It's so mean.
So mean.
It's like, just when I really like him, I'm like, yes. Continue to love Sharon.
Right.
Then he goes and he torments poor Patty.
Yeah, it's like, you know.
So he goes through the vent in his room, mm-hmm. figures out what vent she's in, or what room she's in.
That's where the doctor was incompetent, because he's like, okay, Patty, let's go back to your room. To room 413! I was like, jeez.
Like, oh. The orderly wouldn't know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I forgot that room number she's been in for, like,
right.
5 months.
Let's paint it on her forehead, shall we? Yeah, that part was just like, oh, you lost points for competency. Okay, never mind.
So
he knows through the vent system of how to get to that vent.
Clearly. He has a blueprint of the vents or something.
Well, because he's in 415.
Oh.
Probably.
So he just has to go down.
Just go
like
right down
vents.
Next door.
So he whispers through the vents.
Mean stuff about being the devil and
yeah, he's like, I am the devil.
Yes. Well, and if you're a little crazy and you're on antipsychotic meds and
oh,
you were
shit,
raised
why not
Catholic,
believe it?
Yeah, you're gonna believe it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to hell. And it was like, okay. Oh, and then right before that though,
yeah.
because she's already unnerved.
When no, she had been doing fine.
She had been okay,
yeah.
but then he saw her in the day room, mm-hmm. and the sort of crazy woman who carries around the baby doll left mm-hmm. the baby doll unattended on the couch.
Where it could roll off and die. Thank you very much. No wonder she's in the crazy house.
And he goes, and meanwhile, Patty was supposed to be writing her feelings in a journal or something
mm-hmm.
on the other
yeah.
side of the room, and she dropped the pen accidentally, and she didn't notice. Adam goes by. Steals the baby, steals the pen. No one seems to notice.
No one seems to notice or care that he's doing these things.
And he impales the baby with the pen and then leaves it on the couch, which
yeah.
I thought was hilarious.
It was pretty funny. It was like, oh no, really? Oh my god, okay, you did do that.
And so then
the mother person freaks out.
Naturally, you know.
Yeah.
But he
had also whispered in her ear, Patty did this to your baby.
Oh, that's
Patty
right.
killed your baby. And so she's screaming and yelling at Patty, why did you do this to my baby? And Patty's like, well, I didn't do anything. I'm sitting here trying to write my feelings. And
yeah.
Yeah. She was set up good.
She was set up
again.
Real good. But she's been talking a lot about these dreams about Adam,
mm-hmm.
and she really was upset about the pen, and she kept saying, I didn't kill him, and I'm
mm-hmm.
not a killer, and oh, she had to have killed Richard Hightower. I just full-on believe
oh,
it
yeah.
at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You had said it this
yeah.
whole time.
Yes, I did.
I am fully
now
on that train
board.
Now.
Okay.
Because
good.
I think that's the thing, is that maybe she's repressed it, that she really doesn't remember.
Yeah, she legitimately doesn't remember, and
yeah.
now it's kind of maybe starting to come back.
Because she did have the scarf, Jack's scarf,
yeah,
which was shoved in the body.
Pocket square.
And so the question is, how did she get the pen from Adam? But she is so open to suggestion. When she always says, Adam made me do this, or
mm-hmm.
Adam is so mean. I think maybe Adam, you know,
told her to do it.
Yeah, forced her to do it.
But I think that she thought she was killing Adam.
Yeah, I could see that too.
You know,
for sure.
So now the pen. Did the pen kill him, or was it the?
Ooh.
Was he smothered with the square? If he was smothered with the square. You know, the handkerchief. Then couldn't have Adam come later and stabbed him with Nick's pen
totally.
That he already had to make it look like Nick had done it.
All right, I think you just Perry Masoned it.
Yes! I want my Adela Street patch now.
Yeah, I think that's it. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'll go with that.
Let's see. Yeah, because I think Patty definitely had more to do with it than they have alluded to.
Well, and so then, at the same time, like, Adam has been acting nutty only when he knows he's being watched.
Yeah.
And, like, when he was in his room and Victor came in,
mm-hmm.
he was pretty weird.
It was creepy. It was, I had a hard time watching
like
it.
Like, he
was
banging
like,
his
oh
head
my
against
God,
the wall, and
it
had, like, a bloody spot on his head.
Well, and he's pulling on his beard, and,
yeah.
you know, it was just like,
it was kind of uncomfortable.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
But then he had a couple moments, and Victor's just, like, berating him, saying, you know, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
We know you're faking it. You know, man up and admit what you've done is wrong. And, you know, come on, son. And finally, he's like, yeah, prove it. You got nothing on me.
Yeah. And so the doctor did an evaluation, and the doctor found that he thinks Adam is faking as well.
Right.
So, like, within a day or two, Adam's just going to be transferred back to jail.
Why? For what?
Faking his own death? I don't know. They decided he's going to jail. I don't know. That's a good question. What did he do?
Yeah, he hasn't done
the baby swapping thing. That's illegal.
Oh, right. Okay. Never mind. Yeah, that's definitely illegal.
Now,
okay.
Here's the thing that I have to take issue with. Sort of unrelated, but everybody's always talking about how wonderful Faith was.
Yeah.
Not Faith, the baby. Summer? I'm sorry. Hope.
Hope. Hope the mother?
Hope the mother. Adam's yeah. mother.
Right.
She was so wonderful. She was so religious. She was so giving. Oh, she had cancer and she died or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like...
And she was blind.
And she was blind. Oh, that poor martyr. And she was such a wonderful mother. What kind of mother raises a psycho like Adam? There is no way she was a good mother.
Well,
you're really going to defend her?
I am. I am going to defend her because maybe he's just that much of a psychopath.
The whole point was when he was a kid, she sent Victor away and wanted to mm-hmm. raise him on the Kansas
raise
farm.
Him right, yeah.
She did a shit job on him. Come on. Just admit it.
Yeah, it would be nice to see some flashbacks and have the whole Hope myth. But no, I think that maybe, you know, there are some people that no matter what kind of home they come from, you know, nature versus nurture and all that
sure.
kind of stuff, that their nature is just bad and that they can't...
But Adam really just wants to be accepted.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what's driving all of this, is he just
yeah.
wants a place where he feels, like,
welcomed.
Non-threatened. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
well, he's not going to get it in Genoa City.
No.
But yeah.
Capital of judgment.
Right, yeah. It would be nice to see some flashbacks to his childhood to find out,
yeah.
you know, somebody beat the crap out of him in
yeah.
middle school.
I would love to see some
know.
Fake flashbacks, right?
Yeah.
Like, what? I'm good with that. Let's do
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Kind of like when we saw Kevin locked in the closet, you know?
Right.
That
yeah.
really adds a lot of depth.
Yes.
I would like
definitely.
To see that with Adam.
Okay.
Anyway. So that's kind of where they left it with.
Yeah, so.
All of that.
Yeah. I am glad that Adam's back, though.
I am definitely glad Adam's back.
And his linen suit that he wore in Brazil was fabulous.
Yeah.
He looked sharp.
I loved that he just showed up in that suit in the courtroom, though.
Mm-hmm.
It was, like, straight from
straight
the Brazilian
from the airport.
Tropical island to Genoa City courtroom. Not a wrinkle.
Yes. Right, exactly. He looked, you know.
Yeah.
He looked sharp.
So...
Okay, moving on.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. Should we...
Mac?
Let's talk about Mac. So...
We didn't talk about
the courtroom
stuff.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, they had some courtroom stuff. And
right across the hall.
Right. Yeah. Well, Nick is on trial in one room. Mac is pretty much on trial in the other room.
She's not on trial.
Well, not on trial,
she's
but
being
she's
being sued.
She's being sued for her amniotic fluid. And again, they have not, to my satisfaction, answered the question of who has ownership of the amniotic
fluid.
They
never did answer it.
You know, is it the mother?
I think that's
or
the point.
Is it,
the, is a very gray
the
area.
Surrogates? Or, you know, yeah.
I don't know.
In my courtroom, it would be... it would be Max.
Oh, see, and in my courtroom, it's Kane.
No, really?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's his babies. She's
but
just...
it's the amniotic fluid. It's not the babies themselves. So
she wouldn't have
themselves...
the amniotic fluid if it weren't
see,
for the
that's
babies.
Why it's complicated.
She's just the device.
The vessel?
Yes, the vessel.
Device.
So her point, or her, I don't know.
So everything in the uterus is Kane's?
I'm going with it. Kane
wow.
and Lily's.
Kane and Lily's. Huh, okay. Well,
that's my argument.
It never really got answered because...
I guess if they wanted to do something like pump her full of Clorox, that would be a little bit different.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I
definitely.
Think, I thought that they had he had a reasonable case.
Except for the fact that Lily wasn't on board. That Lily had specifically
okay.
said, I don't want this to happen.
Yes.
Her will said, if I die... I want Mac to raise the babies with Kane.
But
which
Lily
is
so
ridiculous.
Annoying.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm
let's just
dis-
not consider her opinion. If I was the no, judge, no. I'd be like,
she's not here.
Yeah.
Just, no, you have
Kane,
to.
Will you take your shirt off as you plead your argument, please?
Yes. There you go.
I can hear you better that way.
Right. Nice.
Anyway, so they're kind of like going back and forth in the courtroom, mm-hmm. and who shows up mid courtroom?
Oh, what do you know?
Another transatlantic flight.
Right, right.
Lily.
Lily shows up.
Wig, man. What is with that wig?
Yeah, they really need to ditch the wig. Well, although what's worse than the wig is Olivia's hair.
Ooh, yeah.
Her mullet is bad.
Well, and Lily's wig is kind of like a mullet wig, too. It's kind of like a mullet wig, too. They both kind of have that same thing going on.
Yeah, it's the same style, and it's, like, ugly on both of them.
I remember Olivia used to have really cute short hair. I don't know. Like, they just...
Yeah, Olivia's cute. I don't understand why she's not better on the show.
Her clothes are frumpy. She's a hippie doctor now. That's probably why.
Well, so what? I know a lot of hippie doctors who dress not frumpy.
Yeah, but it's Genoa City. They're going with stereotypes.
Okay, all right, fine.
I mean, we're living in Portland, Oregon, where everybody's a hippie doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
You have a wide
right,
range.
That's true, that's true. Okay, never mind. You're right. Oh, speaking of hippie doctors, though, we do have to go back to Adam.
Yes.
Because I found out that if you have a blood donor, a blood marrow transplant, and you had the circumstances under which they found Hightower.
Yes.
If they only did a blood sample for DNA, it would actually have been Adam's blood.
Hmm.
So that was accurate. If they did any other kind of test, if they did a cheek swab or a hair sample or any other, you know, any other kind of tissue, it would have shown the original person. But so thank you to my hot doctor friend for giving us that information.
And thank you, YNR writers, for actually doing something mildly plausible.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised. Okay. I was like, really? She's like, oh, yeah. If they're just testing the blood, who would only just test the blood? I'm like, it's a soap opera. That's all they test is blood. Okay, well, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. All right, back to the courtroom.
Lily
comes in, and she's like,
stop the presses. I don't want you to do this.
And she immediately just goes on the stand.
Yeah, again, she wasn't called. She's not on the witness list. She's not subpoenaed. The court just kind of just, come on up. The thing I did like, and I would love it if she became a regular, is the other Kane's lawyer.
Yeah.
Mo Gaffney. Love her.
Yeah, she was
great. She is one of the funniest comedians ever.
Really?
Yeah, she did. She used to be a...
Well, she doesn't get to be very funny on YNR, though.
She had, like, 3 lines. I was really disappointed. Mm-hmm. But I would like for her to come back.
Yeah.
And, you know, have a real role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, the doctor is quizzing Lily.
Mm-hmm. Lily, Kane eventually just is like, okay,
never mind.
Stop.
Yeah.
I was wrong. And then they all, like... You know, sort of have
Huggy
this,
kissy.
Like, yeah.
And is that when Mac...
I think then they all go home, and, like, within, like, 20 minutes, Mac goes into labor.
Goes into labor, yeah.
And so then they all go to the hospital.
And wasn't everyone there in the world?
Yes.
I think we talked about that.
Like, there were some people who were legitimately there. Kane, Lily.
Sure, Lily.
Jill, right?
Okay, because she's Kane's semi-mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy, kind of, because he's Kane's kind of brother.
And Mrs. Chancellor was there. I think he was there when she went into labor, right?
Yeah.
And he went and delivered the news to Kane and Lily. So it made sense that he was there, sort of.
Sort of, yeah.
Victoria showed up.
For no real reason.
No. And really, like, sort of inserted herself into the whole thing. Like,
oh, yeah. Big time. Just jumped right in there.
I'm not quite sure why she was there. No. But that's okay.
Because she and Billy were holding hands and...
Yeah, and swimming over babies.
Yeah, that got a big close-up.
Yeah, definitely. So the babies were...
Now, Kane went in... They had to do a C-section because the babies wanted out now.
Mm-hmm.
They're early. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's still safe.
Mm-hmm.
Kane went in was there for the C-section and Lily wasn't.
Because Lily said she couldn't go in because she could get sick.
From what?
I don't know.
And, but being in the courtroom is fine? Having everyone in the world hugging and
traveling
kissing
on a
her?
Plane.
Traveling on a plane.
I thought that's what she said. I could be wrong, but
I thought the fact that she's there at all.
Yeah.
You know.
Whatever.
Her
this
immune
now
system.
Gives her a reason to live. And then, of course, when Mac had her C-section. They save some amniotic fluid.
No, the cord blood.
Whatever, cord blood, who cares? It's all wrapped up in a nice little package.
Yeah, so now Lily can have the stem cells from the babies without having to go to court in the first place.
And the babies are born.
Yes, well, and I hope, you know, not that there's some kind of complication or anything, but that when it's all done and resolved and they're home with the babies and Matt goes to wherever it is that she lives and, mm-hmm. you know, the swelling goes down and whatnot, that she sues the ass off of Kane.
No!
For malicious meanness. It was all so... She shouldn't have had those babies that early. And it was because of the stress brought on by Kane being a butt.
Well, maybe if she had just said, hey, you know what? Go ahead. Take my amniotic fluid. Save Lily's life.
No, she was... Her job is to save the babies.
Her job is to keep her mouth shut.
No, that's not part of the contract. What are you talking about?
I think it is.
No, her job is to protect the babies. And the babies come first and screw everyone else, including Lily and Kane. Yeah.
I don't know.
She's a surrogate. It's the only thing that's... her responsibility is the babies.
But at the same time, she's supposed to do the stuff that they want her to do.
No. Not... Stuff that they want her to do that has to do with saving the babies, yeah. So she has to have prenatal vitamins, and she has to go to her sonograms, and she has to do baby yoga and all that other crap. But...
This is probably just because I haven't had a baby, and... I'm taking the male perspective here.
Yeah, you totally are. It's just like, no. Don't talk to me about having a baby.
Men need a voice.
No, they don't. They had their voice when they... planted their seed. After that, it's all up to whoever the bearer.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay. Darn right. Let's move on to Neil dumping Ashley.
Well, not before Ashley and Tucker had a
rendezvous.
Steamy moment.
How do you say rendezvous in Japanese?
I'm not going to say it because it sounds inappropriate.
Wrong. Okay, good enough.
I was going to make up a Japanese word that doesn't sound very appropriate. All right. Anyway, Ashley and Tucker had sex.
Yeah, because we talked about how they had the long, drawn-out, not-sexy scene.
It was okay. It was kind of like for older people, I think.
To watch or to...
To watch.
Yeah, it was...
I don't know.
You know, maybe making the olders feel better, but
there's something
it was not
about Ashley and Tucker to me that I swear I feel like they're brother and sister.
Yeah, they look physically a little bit too much alike.
Yeah.
And sure, there are people who date themselves. Okay. And I think they're both vain enough that that's the category they fall in. It's like, ooh, look at that.
Yeah.
That looks like me. I would do me.
If I wasn't 5 feet tall, that probably would be me.
Yeah, so there you go.
Anyway, so they kind of have this discussion where Ashley's like, you know, I really do need to tell Neil. I just need to kind of break it off with Neil or something.
Yeah, she wasn't saying it's a one-night stand. Yeah. I don't want to break up with you, Tucker, because clearly you're a better lover than Neil ever could be.
Oh, she is.
But
just
I
want to
be nice. I want to be nice to Neil, even
Poor
though he doesn't
Neil
deserve
with his
it
daughter
at all.
That has cancer. Yeah. Anyway, so then at the same time Neil invites Ashley over to Indigo and he dumps her.
Yeah.
In a nice way.
Yeah, it was just kind of a, so, yeah, about that. And she's like, yeah, okay. Let's break up. And that was pretty much it.
But then it wasn't before, like, her and Neil had this long hug, and Tucker saw from around the corner.
Right.
And it was like their breakup hug, like, it's been fun.
Yeah. Let's
See
never
ya.
Sleep together again. Yeah.
And then I think that kind of...
So Tucker doesn't know that was the breakup hug?
She did tell him later. She went, okay, just so you know, Neil and I broke things off. And he was like, oh, really?
It's not how it looked
like
to me.
Let's go back to my hotel room or whatever.
Yeah.
Which they haven't shown. Remember how... Like,
he used to
have
that rockin' set apartment.
Yeah. What happened to that?
They had to move it out of the way to bring the Indigo set back. Because the Indigo set is back,
it
baby.
Is back.
We asked where was Indigo.
I'm waiting
Indigo
for the Vegas
is,
theme.
Indigo is back.
So at the same moment, Jeffrey and Gloria are at Indigo. sharing their anniversary or something.
Yeah.
Because they're not married, right? But
well, I don't know. I can't remember. I think they're divorced, but act like they're married.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't
anyway,
care.
Anyway, they're celebrating
all I know is that he's got all her money.
Yeah,
because
that's
if she has her money, then Jack gets her money.
Yes.
So,
and they're kind
of settlement.
They're laughing about how they've worked that out.
Yeah. He's just so... I'm sorry. I don't like him. I never have.
Mm-mm.
When he's smug and proud of himself, oh, God, it's unbearable.
It is.
It's like,
I like it when Gloria's smug.
I like it when Gloria's smug,
he's
sure.
Just
he's
sleazy.
Just sleazy. He's gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't like him. Not
anyway,
sexy.
So, his present to her was that he bought Indigo.
Yeah. Which, it was just like, why in the world...
Because,
you would
know,
you think that she would want a bar?
Oh,
even
man.
If it is the fancy jazz bar, whatever.
I thought it was perfect.
Really?
I just thought, oh
I
my
thought
god, that's
like,
so Gloria. Like, that
why?
Gives her a place
fine,
that's, like,
right?
hers that she can decorate and sort of, like, be behind the bar all the time and talk to people and be in everybody's business. I just thought that was the perfect thing for her.
Hmm.
If we could just get Jeffrey out of the picture, it'd be even better.
Yeah.
But... I think that this will sort of reinvigorate an old set that, like
mm-hmm.
I said, I'm just waiting for the Vegas theme,
yeah,
you know,
okay.
or the leopard print curtains.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Bring it to me, Gloria, because this is totally going to be my new hangout.
Go-go dancers.
Yeah. Cave dancers.
Theme nights. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're bringing the set back. I thought it was... kind of sad.
It was getting kind of tired and little, old. And
yeah.
I never even liked the way it was decorated to begin with. And Neil made this big deal. You know, Drusilla's the one who decorated this. And I went, well,
Drusilla
needs
been
to go
dead
back to
for
design
a while.
School.
Yeah, just because it's named Indigo doesn't mean everything has to glow blue.
Yes.
Yeah. Even I know that much.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, I...
You think they'll get little Richard back?
That'd be fun. I hope that this does mean that they're going to start bringing in some musical guests again.
I think they
like when they
have
Pat Benatar on, that was awesome.
Yeah, I think they probably will.
Okay. So
next up,
let's talk about triangles.
Yeah.
So where did we leave off, Jana and Ryder? They had hit the sack.
Yes.
Right?
Somebody wrote, "Oh my god." On the comments on the CBS page, they put, apparently Jana has got her feelings back, ... below her waist.
Yeah, pretty
I was
much.
Like, that's pretty accurate.
That's pretty accurate. But she's getting better. I mean, she's practically back to normal as far as I can tell.
She just doesn't seem to have the same... She can't feel the things she used to.
Right.
But she's
so
just
she's
developing
moved on to
new
feelings.
Feelings.
Yeah, and it's like,
clean
okay.
Slate.
Her personality is back. She's not quite the zombie she was when she very first...
But she doesn't have the same personality. She's different.
She has a personality, though.
She used to laugh.
Well, she hasn't done... Hadn't had anything
now
to laugh at.
Now she has very...
She's very somber and
yeah.
pretty serious.
Yeah.
But she's in a pretty serious situation. I mean, she's breaking up with her husband, who's... You know, being
yeah.
a dick. And she's got this new boyfriend who's got no money, no prospects,
oh,
no
I,
education.
I just love this.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah,
but
ripping what you sow there, Jana. You had a guy who was educated and had some business sense and had, you know, had a little money tucked away.
Do you forget that Kevin was once a date rapist?
Well, yeah. Don't forget that.
I feel like Ryder is...
Ryder has so much potential.
Awesome.
He's like a clean slate that she wants to, you know, mold him into the perfect man.
But at the same time, I don't think she wants to change the bad boy part of him. Like, that's what makes him...
Hot.
H-O-T.
Yeah.
Because it's like, she's like, oh, I'll help you get back on your feet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But first, take me off mine.
Yeah. Well, they both realize they can't stay in the athletic club much longer because it's expensive.
I don't know how they've been staying
how
there.
How they've been paying
for
it up for to
the
this
last,
point.
Yeah.
You know.
Whatever.
So,
She leaves
to go talk to, or get stuff out of Kevin's old
apartment. Yeah, and she went to go pay him back a little bit.
With what? I don't know. Where did she get all that money?
I'm not quite sure, but
that's
okay.
Whatever.
Stocks, bonds, whatever. And in the meantime, Ryder has made this big deal how he wants to really provide for her.
Right. Yeah.
By providing, it means breaking into the old lady's room
next
door. Okay, she wasn't that old.
Yeah. Older than me, but not as old as Catherine. So, yeah. So he breaks into her room. Clearly he's gonna swipe stuff.
Yeah.
Now, don't they have security cameras in, like, every hallway?
No. Because it's the athletic club, and it got recently blown up, so... Oh,
so they haven't put this back in yet.
That
okay.
blew all the security cameras off the wall.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's at least trying.
Yeah.
You know, and when she came back, he said something along the lines of, you know, well, I've got some money coming in soon, so...
I just can't wait for them to, like, go outside to go to their new motel and, like, just to hop
explode
on the back
in
of his
the sun.
Motorcycle. No?
Like he has a motorcycle, more like his 10-speed.
No way! I just know he's got some rockin' motorcycle out there just waiting.
Just waiting for him. Hmm. Okay.
He doesn't have a car.
No, God, no.
Remember when he was supposed to be, like, a homeless kid?
Yeah.
What was that? That was
stupid. What has changed since
then? What kind of homeless kid wears diesel jackets around
town?
Yeah,
true. And has, you know, product in his hair.
Yeah, anyway.
So
I did read in my soap opera digest a little interview with him, and he was saying how he was excited that he had apparently proven his body to one of, like, the producer or whatever.
Oh, yeah, that he finally
now that he gets
into...
to not wear a shirt. Like,
yeah.
That's a big deal.
He doesn't wear a shirt very much.
No. Anyway.
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. So then with Kevin,
Kevin
he hasn't
Jen
had a whole lot of a storyline, but he and Chloe have been hanging out a lot. They're buds. Or something.
Well, you know they're going to do it. It's so
no.
obvious that it's going that way. Yes.
I am not.
I'm not approving.
Accepting
I'm not
it.
On board, but that's the way it's going.
No!
Yeah.
I think they want you to think that.
Because it's
going to
be true. No, I see them getting together.
I have a different hookup. I'm going to mention it later, but...
Okay, alright.
I don't think that... if they go Kevin and Chloe... No!
Yeah, that would just be the most annoying couple ever. Because,
yeah.
See, that's why I like Chloe and Chance, is that their annoying traits kind of balance each other out.
I've decided I don't like Chloe and Chance anymore.
What?
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know that I really like Chance anymore.
Chance has kind of turned into a prig. He's so straight-laced all the time and so in
but
the
so
right and
naive
so
naive at the same time.
Yeah, that's
well,
the thing.
Well, that's always how it is, I guess.
Yeah, he's just... For someone who supposedly is this man of the world who's, you know, been in the military
and
he's
seen
the
bring
world.
It up.
Oh yes, doesn't he though? You know, he's still very small-minded, and I think that that's
yeah. Well,
kind of goes along with the character, I suppose.
Yeah, because what's going on is, okay, so Chance has been assigned to protect Heather 24/7,
right?
Which means like sleeping right next to her in his underwear at all moments.
Yes,
like. I'm sorry, but they can't just post a cop right outside her door.
Yeah.
I mean, really? This thing is just stretching too
it's
far.
It's stretching way too far. Yeah.
And so anyway, Chance and Heather are trying to figure out what the deal with Ellis, is that
Ellis.
His name? Ellis
yeah.
is, the diary forger. The guy who says cops are smuggling drugs.
Right, yeah.
And so they're gonna... I don't know, interrogate him or whatever, and they're
yeah.
out in the hall, and then Chance's new partner shows up.
Yes, love him.
Ronan.
Speaking of bad boys.
Yeah.
Breaking all the rules.
Oh, I'm sure he has a motorcycle.
Oh, yes, of course.
He's like, he's always wearing a black leather jacket.
Yeah, and I know that actor from somewhere. I can't quite place him.
He used to be
him.
On All My Children, is what I read. He's the one who broke up
okay, maybe.
Chloe and Heather when they were... That's what it said in there.
Okay, all right.
So...
Okay. Anyway. Yeah, no, he comes in, he's swaggering, and...
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah, it's great.
But Chance Total is like, oh, let me do it.
Yeah, and it makes Chance look like even more of the wrapped in the American flag.
Maybe that's
flag.
My problem.
Yeah.
Wrapped in an American flag.
It's, well, you know, that he's just, he's all about justice and the American way and doing things the right way. You know, they're playing good cop, bad cop, but Chance doesn't know that they're playing.
Yeah!
You know, he's just the good cop. And so when Ronan starts beating up the guy,
so.
Yeah, oh, so bad. He wasn't going to get any information out of that guy.
No, he's like, Alice, will you please tell us, please? We'll get you some ice cream.
What's wrong with you? I said please.
And then Ronan comes in and just
smacks him around a little.
Twists his arm. But it wasn't even that big of a deal.
No, it wasn't.
I was like, come on, throw a punch.
Yeah, I see more of that on Law and Order.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I see more of that on the streets of Portland. Come on.
Please. Only if you're on a bike.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Ronan is
Chance is like,
I don't know.
Let him go. We don't treat people like that. Blah, blah, blah. And they have like this moment where then Ronan and Heather, everybody leaves the room mm-hmm. except Chance, and he's still in the interrogation room. And there's a bunch of like papers on a desk, and Chance just goes whoosh, and all the papers go everywhere. Right as Heather walks in, and he's just like, I can't stand that guy. And it's like, really? Like,
that's as upset as you get, is throwing papers on the floor. I was thinking, he was the guy who picked him up later and put them back and collated everything. I'm sorry.
I lost control. It was the other way. Like, if he's been in, like, Iraq for, like...
He should have been throwing chairs around.
No, I was thinking he should be able to handle stress. Like, this is Iraq.
Oh,
like,
okay.
I don't have people shooting at me or...
Yeah, okay.
You know,
good
I mean, that's
point.
A high-stress place.
Yeah. Good
he
point.
He can't handle a Genoa City interrogation.
Right.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or he should have been throwing chairs. One or the other.
Yeah. This milquetoast in the middle, you know, bleh.
And his hair has sucked lately.
Yeah, his hair is bad.
See, I'm just not on the Chance boat anymore. I'm off it.
No, I'm still on the Chance boat. I think the Chance boat has...
You're going to transfer over to the Ronan boat soon.
Probably, yeah. If Chance doesn't get his act together and, you know.
Yeah. So anyway, then...
So then there's a scene with Ronan...
Oh, yeah.
And they're in the coffee shop with...
Sergeant.
The white-haired sergeant police guy.
Who had just left Ellis's... interrogation right before Chance and Heather went in. And when Chance and Heather first went in, Ellis was like, oh, I don't even remember telling you anything.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
tell you anything. And so it's clear that... Well, no. I don't think it's clear. It appears that Ronan is crooked.
Yes. That
he's
in on the drug thing.
But I think they want us to think that.
Oh, yeah. They clearly want us to think that. So whether or not he really is, or if he's double-crossing...
I think he's so good that he is in with the crooked people and he's going to break it open.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. Is that he's
and
good
Chance
on the inside.
And Chance will get a little cred out of it.
Yeah. You know, I didn't know that you were, you know, pretending to be a rogue cop.
Yeah, they'll have like a handshake at the end, like,
right.
Top Gun. You can be my wingman anytime.
Oh, God. Barf. Yeah.
Anyway, so, Owen, I think, right, got an apartment for Heather now.
Right, yes. A super secret...
A safe haven.
Safe haven studio apartment.
Across the hall from Kevin's apartment.
Right. And as soon as he blurts that out, oh, you're right across the street from me.
Yeah.
Chloe hears a little bing.
I thought that was a terrible plan. Like, so Chloe convinces Kevin that she should move in and be his roommate. And I thought...
Adelia.
Really? Like... Number one, Kevin's gonna let a chick with a baby move in when he's got a bachelor pad.
Yeah.
And number two, Chloe had been living in the Chancellor Mansion with her mom taking care of everything.
Right, where she had, where she didn't have to do anything. She didn't have to do childcare. You know, she didn't have to...
It's a soap opera, so she still doesn't. But...
I guess not. Because even she said my mom will come over and clean.
Yeah.
You know, so... And Esther probably would.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Totally. But Chance got really mad at her when he
ran
into her in the hallway. Yeah. It's like, of course she didn't throw it by him or anything. Like, hey, I'm going to move into Kevin's.
Yeah.
I know we're engaged, but I'm going to move in with a single guy.
Right. Well, so what? I mean...
Well, it's
everyone...
inappropriate, don't you kind of think? Like,
well, no, because there's nothing going on between Kevin and Chloe. They're just friends. What difference does it make if he's a guy or not?
Because... It's like she's about to marry Chance.
Right, so who cares if...
So I'm saying, if she's gonna kind of get mad at Chance for being in a room with
Heather...
Oh, for
being the bodyguard?
She's doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, she's being total hypocrite. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And he is, too.
Yeah, oh, he's a bad hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, he's not a hypocrite, he's just dumb.
Ugh.
You know. It's not that he doesn't think it's right that she's shacking up with Kevin, it's that he doesn't like that she's... following him, and that he's all defensive, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong. now I have to go do 18 push-ups.
Okay, that was hilarious.
That was so great. Because my daughter came in, folding laundry, she's like, whoa, who is that? And I said, that's Chance. Wow, does he do this every show? I said, no, he does not. Why is he doing push-ups? I was like, I'm not going to explain to you right now why. Because there's no cold shower to take.
It was just too awkward for me in a way. I don't know, like, because they've got Heather. Heather's new place is a studio.
Mm-hmm.
And Chloe was pissed about it, and I think rightfully so.
Rightfully so, yeah.
Because they basically are putting up a string across the room where they put one sheet
right
in between them.
Yeah, and we only talked last time about the privacy sheet in the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was even less smaller than last time.
Yeah. And Chance is on the floor in a sleeping bag.
Like, he can't even get, like, a cot. I don't know. Yeah. Like, there's so many just, like, what? One of those blow-up
air mattresses. Yeah. There's not enough room for a little sofa.
No. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is just stupid.
Mm-hmm. Because anyway. She's clearly in a twin bed, too.
Yeah.
That part was funny to me.
So she's, like, in the bathroom, like, changing.
Mm-hmm.
And Chance just decides to bust out some push-ups.
Doing some exercise. He's got to get rid of all that tension before he sleeps, because he can't, you know, do what men usually do, so that's what he did instead.
Oh, man. And she came out, and she saw it, and she was just like...
Adam used to do the same thing. I thought that little conversation was kind of funny. It was
like, pathetic.
Yeah.
You think Adam really did used to do the same thing? I thought maybe she made it up.
I think she probably made it up, yeah. I don't think that he...
I mean, it's possible.
I don't know. It just seemed really, really contrived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And her going to sleep outfit, so ugly. Oh, my God.
The
black...
I just thought it was
silky,
okay.
Nighty tuxedo-y thing.
But they made it seem like it was something really sexy.
Right, that it was really naughty, and it wasn't.
No.
The you know, pajamas she had on the other day were more sexy than that grandma thing. Really, it was like something that your 60-year-old grandma would get as an anniversary present from her husband.
It was just
thinking it was sexy. It was just, yeah, I don't know.
There was nothing special about it. But the sheet accidentally fell. And then Chance hopped up in his underwear, and she hopped out in her slip thing to fix the screen. And then they're, like, looking at each other, and it's, like, the saxophone plays, and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, the music was so bad during that scene. Again, I was like, okay, anytime you bring a boy over to the house, I'm going to put on this music.
Oh,
yeah, it was so contrived and stereotypical.
But here's the thing, like, I could see, because they obviously have been, Chance and Heather are gonna happen. It's, like, inevitable.
Yeah, oh yeah, I mean, it's clear that that's...
They have, like, annoyingly boring banter between each other.
Yeah. And the fact that she's starting to know details about him, and...
Yeah.
He's starting to know details about, because they were all at the house, getting ready for the barbecue, and... Nina's back in town, God help us all. And
she was so excited when Chance and Heather were, like, sort of bantering back and forth.
Yeah,
you know,
she was just thrilled. She thought that was great.
Yeah. And then when she found out that Chance and Chloe were engaged, she flipped out.
Freaked out. Major freaked out. Yeah, she's a complete bitch. She's like, couldn't you see that coming? Because she acted like it was this big surprise. And I'm like, you should have seen this.
Yeah.
That this is how this progresses.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
She was just rude about it. Like,
yeah, she was
snotty.
She
didn't even hold it in.
No, not at all.
And, yeah.
And Chloe gave it back just as,
yeah,
you know, just as good as she got.
And I think that's why I'm not on the Chance Chloe boat anymore. Because Chloe stands up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She may do some desperate things. But Chance, like, should have had the balls to be like, yo, Mom.
Chill.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead, he was just like... I don't know, like, he's just been toyed with women this whole time. His mother, Chloe, Heather. He just kind of, like, is having his strings pulled, and I am not into that kind of man.
No, he needs to be more assertive to the women around him and say...
He should have said, Heather, hop on my back while I do these push-ups.
That's right.
With a beer in your hand.
Absolutely.
let me show you how it's done.
Yes, and he should have told his mom to just shut up, and he should have told Chloe to also shut up,
yeah.
Get out, go back home.
Yeah.
This is not a good place for you to be.
Totally.
Because she's bringing... Okay, so Heather is in this little tiny apartment because she's being protected.
I know.
By criminals, from criminals who want to kill her. So Chloe moves in across the hall with her baby? What the...
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
The whole thing is stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it's dumb.
Anyway, so here's my prediction.
Okay.
Okay. Chance and Heather are going to be an item.
Yeah.
I think Chloe and Ronan.
No, really?
Because at the coffee house... he walked in on Nina and Chloe.
Fighting, yeah.
And Nina looked at him and she was like, I'm so sorry you had to witness that. Like, it's not my fault. And then she left and Ronan and Chloe were left together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, sorry, you don't really know what's going on. And he looked at her and he just gave her this look and he's like, oh, I know what's going on. I kind of gave her the up and down, like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. And
I didn't catch that, okay.
I just went, yeah, let's make that one happen, because he's, like, kind of bad.
He's the, yeah.
You know.
He's a match for her.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, much as I love Chloe and Chance, he isn't a match for her.
And Chloe...
But Chance and Heather, do you think that they're... I mean, they're both in the law.
At this point, yeah, they're gonna hook up because they both want each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Chance has only ever had Chloe, so having, you know, trying out somebody new was
fun. Exactly. And the thing is, like, the old Heather, like, I think was really sexy and...
She was hot. She was way hot.
She had, like, I don't know, like...
I like new Heather, but she's not as hot as...
And she doesn't, like, say anything confident. Like, the old Heather was really confident to me, and the new Heather is, like...
Oh, I don't think the old Heather was confident all the time. I think sometimes she was, but...
Yeah. I don't know. She just had... She hid her insecurities better. This one, it's like, they're all out on a plate for everybody.
Yeah.
And... I just don't... I mean, I know the new Heather's supposed to be a really good actress, and I think she's definitely done a lot with the character in a short period of time.
Yeah.
But God, I just hate the character.
Yeah. Let's hope that she can turn it around a little bit more. Let's get her in some courtroom scenes. See how she does in a courtroom. Because
Heather was terrible.
I know, but old Heather was so bad at the courtroom scenes. It was it was almost entertaining. Right. Watching her try to use the jargon, and it was like...
You're right.
You know. Let's see new Heather take a deposition.
Take a deposition.
Find some habeas corpuses and do some writs.
All right.
That'll be sexy.
I don't know.
Okay, so, meanwhile...
What did we miss? Oh!
Emily has moved back in with Jack, but they're taking things slow... Which means they only make out every once in a while? Is that pretty much how this is working
out? Yeah. She... Like, Jack made a big deal, like, we're not going fast. I already messed it up a bazillion times.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, that's okay, take me upstairs.
Yeah.
Let's suck some more face.
Well, and there was a moment where he kissed her and then, like, thought about it. And then kissed her again. And it was just like, that is so disturbing and gross. Because he was clearly comparing her to Patty.
You know. Okay, now here's where I thought it was gross. Okay.
every other time?
Okay, Dr. P just makes things gross. Okay, yeah. So Jamie, her brother, is back in town. They convinced him to come back to town because she's been in trouble with the...
DEA.
Yes. For her, when Patty gave him the prescription pad.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to clear all that up. And Jack leaves because he's at the courtroom. And Paul is going to stay to sort of just be a middleman between Emily and Jamie.
Well, because Paul's the one who found Jamie and brought him
exactly.
The house.
And so, but he's kind of in the other room, and he hears Jamie and Emily sort of arguing, and he comes in, he smooths things over, and he's like, no, she's your sister, you guys should love each other, I wish I had my sister who wasn't crazy, and everybody kind of's like, oh, okay, and they hug and everything, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, Jamie... He's gone for a little while. I don't know where he went.
Went to the bathroom.
Yeah. And so Paul and Emily are sort of, like, sharing a moment, and it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
yeah,
whoa.
Not, okay.
What is this?
Yeah. Yeah, if they get together, that is so wrong.
Is that not where all signs were pointing
yes,
to me?
Yes, all signs were pointing like... that way. And I hope that that's why they brought Nina back. Because people said,
oh, no
what
way.
The hell?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, it's totally gross. But that's where I wanted it to happen.
Ew. Well, and you know, because you had commented on that. And then, like, the next day, there was a scene with Paul and Patty.
Yeah.
And they were kissing on each other.
Yeah.
And, like, in the course of a scene,
they're
they kissed
very
each other.
Affectionate
yeah, they're,
brother and sister.
But, you know... I love my brothers. I have never kissed any of my brothers on the mouth, ever.
I don't have brothers and sisters, so I can't.
Yeah, you know, it's just... Even the people I know who are close to their brothers and sisters, I don't think that they're that close. And so I think that there's some weird Paul getting his rocks off.
Now, here's where it would
stuff
get
happening
really
with Dr. P
wrong, is if he and Dr. P... like, become an item, and then another switcheroo happens, like, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, I don't think they'd go that far.
Please go that far, if you're listening.
No, I think the censors would...
No! I mean, I don't think maybe they wouldn't, like, go into the bedroom, but maybe, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if there was a switcheroo, and then Patty had to, like, you know, deal with the confliction of... whether she should kiss her brother to keep it going. I don't think
gross,
they'll do it.
No,
but
they'll never do it.
Anyway, it definitely seemed like they were going for that sort of love
yeah,
connection.
Yeah, that Paul's falling in love with Dr. P, and it's going to be gross.
And that it's vice versa, that she was having feelings for him.
So what?
I'm just saying, I think it's totally plausible.
I think it's plausible. I don't think it's okay. I think it's okay for her, because Paul's just... you know,
yeah,
some guy.
Okay, got it, yeah.
You know, but for him, and admittedly, Patty didn't always have that face.
Yeah,
right?
But,
so,
regardless.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
creepy.
Matter. It's gross.
Okay. And that's kind of where they left
yeah, it's pretty much where
there wasn't
yeah.
much to it.
Yeah. We made much more
it
out
was
of this
gross
than there actually
the
was.
Whole time.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah, and, you know, Paul's not a favorite character of mine by long shot. This would seal the deal. He would
yeah.
be my least... He would surpass Neil as my least favorite character.
I like to be able to laugh at things on this show.
Well, yeah.
I don't
true.
Know that would be Emmy Award winning writing, though.
No.
They'd
no,
just
no.
be writing to my creepy tastes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so meanwhile, Jill last time, Liz had just died.
Right.
Liz had told
they
her...
found her. No,
her.
Told... Snapper.
Oh, that's
Snapper
right.
told her.
I don't know what happened to Snapper. Man,
well,
he hasn't
that
been back.
Was the thing. No, that really struck me. Like, the couple of days after Liz died, and Jill has found out who her father is,
uh-huh.
and goes to Lauren and says, I think we're sisters,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
this is what I heard. And Jill is back at the Chancellor estate.
Mm-hmm.
The brothers come in.
Oh, yeah.
Snapper and
Greg.
Other guy. And they're like, well, Mom didn't want a memorial or a funeral, so we'll see ya! And boom! Out they go. And
yeah.
I'm just like, that's it?
Yeah.
You don't... I mean...
They didn't stay and have a casserole or anything.
They didn't stay for coffee. They didn't have a, let's sit around and have a wake and at least talk about Mom.
Yeah.
Nothing. They were
no.
gone. Gone, gone. It was like, wow.
But I think he's coming back.
That would suck.
I think that's the point.
Really?
Him and Sean Young. I thought they were supposed to come back.
I want Sean Young to come
and
back.
And to be
any...
around just a little bit. I
yeah.
mean, I don't know. But I thought the whole point of David Hasselhoff coming back was that he was coming back, not just for, like, three episodes.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
I don't... Yeah, I don't... I didn't get that impression. I got the impression it was... But that
he's
it was going to be...
He's out.
That this was... It was going to be a little bit longer than
huh.
what it was.
Well,
whatever.
So either way, she goes to Lauren and sort of breaks the news. I think we have the same dad.
Mm-hmm.
And man, was Lauren not just a
Lauren
little prissy
was,
bitch.
God, speaking of only children, she was just like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. See ya.
She
get out. I can't deal with this. And my dad would never do anything like this ever in the history of his life because he was so moral and so upright and so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you have to bring him down.
Uh-huh.
No one's that good.
Well, it wasn't even just that. It was like, the idea that she and Jill would be sisters, like, Jill just wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
You know, like, it, she anyone was so demeaning. Anyone else in town would have
been better.
Yeah. You know? And I know that, you know, finding out that Jill is your sister is not exactly a jackpot.
No, right.
But
at least be gracious about it.
Jill was really, you know, she was like, I've never had a sister, and mm-hmm. I don't know what this means, but, mm-hmm.
I want to find out.
Exactly. And Lauren's just like,
no.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
She was just so, like,
snooty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, just Jill was not good enough. Uh-uh. And I that was a mean. Little surprised because of the whole, like, we're going to take in Daisy. And
right. Oh, yeah. She's always taking in strays. And
exactly. But I think that's the point, is that that makes her look good.
Mm-hmm.
That makes her look giving. But the fact that she might be related
yeah.
to a stray.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes it different.
Well, and she was really adamant that her dad wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You know.
But then the
40-minute blood test came back.
Exactly.
And that rapid DNA. Oh, that's another punch on your card, Jill. One more and you get a toaster oven.
Oh my god, it's so true.
Because you know they Billy know her at up. The clinic.
Because when Jill brought it to Billy, mm-hmm. she was like, hey, here's the deal. Okay, it turns out I am a Fenmore, mm-hmm. and Jill and I took the test, you know, the DNA test came back positive or whatever. He was like, well, that doesn't exactly prove anything.
Right.
He was like, how many DNA tests have you had, mm-hmm. let alone Genoa City, that's been wrong?
Yeah, yeah, good point.
And Jill went, well,
shut up.
I'm just gonna accept it.
Yeah, I want this one to be true.
And so immediately she goes, because Lauren doesn't accept it,
mm-hmm. Jill goes into defensive mode and contacts her lawyer. Cram this down your throat, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was kind of thinking, you know what? With that kind of reception, go. You do that.
Really?
Yeah. You're screwed, Lauren, for being a...
I just thought, give it a minute. Jeez. If she really wants a sister, if she really wants a connection wants with someone... Wants
to be
someone,
sisterly. Yeah, suing them is not the best way to go about it.
No! Give it a day. Then she'll never have a sister.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with you. Yeah, but that's not Jill's way. She wants immediate satisfaction all the time, and if she doesn't get it, she lashes out, and this is her lashing out.
Yeah.
You know.
She's just not very tactful.
No, never has been.
So, whatever.
Mm.
It's about where they left it.
Yeah, well, I saw in the, you know, Next On that...
Oh, she changes her name.
She changed her name, which I think is hilarious, and she's got so many of them now.
I know. Once you live in Genoa City and you're, like, 65 years old, you pretty much do have everyone's name, God. Right?
Yeah, well, your driver's license must be, like, 3 pages long.
Man. Yeah,
yeah.
So.
I think that wraps it up.
Okay. We did get together and watch the daytime Emmys.
Yes, we did.
Relatively disappointing and or boring. The only person who won was Billy.
Was Billy, yeah.
Which was kind of...
shocking
surprise.
For acting. I mean, we like Billy.
I like Billy a lot.
But we have commented frequently on his acting technique. And I noticed Chance was doing some of the
really Billy-isms. Heavy-handed.
Yeah, and the, oh, I'm so yeah. frustrated stuff. And I was like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So they won. Bold and Beautiful won the big you know, prize, which is good for CBS.
Yes.
At least that'll help keep their soap program.
So
alive.
I watched yesterday's episode, the July 1st episode of Bold and the Beautiful.
How
because
was it?
Amber, it was going to be her first day back, and I just wanted to
oh,
see...
Oh, is she gone to...
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Amber is on back to Bold and the Beautiful.
Oh,
and so I wanted
okay.
to
that
see how they brought her back, because
yeah.
I don't really watch that show.
Mm-mm.
I just sort of know about it.
Yeah.
That show, when I looked at the minutes on CBS, it was like 18 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's how much show you're getting. So, I just can't get into that. I need more.
So you don't watch it every day. You watch it every couple days and you get 20-minute increments.
I have to say.
But it's perfect for America. No wonder they won. Because America's time,
you're
you know,
right. attention Very compartmentalized.
Span, yeah, is so short.
Yeah. And Amber had a really big part in
oh, yeah.
all of that time. Okay. It was like she was back. And by the end of the episode...
Is Eric with her?
Who's Eric?
The son?
Oh, no. But she was like, she went to Jackie M's, I don't know, you know, Bold and the Beautiful's version of, like, Jabot or something.
Oh, okay.
And then got offered a job, like, immediately!
Yeah.
Yay. you know, I mean, for the short snippet of show, because I don't watch it hardly ever, I was pretty interested, but it's just so short.
Yeah.
That I was like, ugh.
Yeah. We're not doing a Bold and Beautiful podcast.
No.
I can't.
No, I don't.
Listeners, don't even ask. We won't. So.
I don't know. We could both get laid off and have nothing better to do.
Yeah, well, not too far off. But
anyway,
yeah.
So just if you're interested in seeing Amber more, you could at least watch the show because she was Amber.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting to see because they were sort of like, how you been, Amber? Mm-hmm. And she was like, that's so good. You know? And it was like, okay, well, I know why.
All the backstory. Yeah, but exactly. The Bold and the Beautiful people won't know that, so.
Well, I think there's some
crossover, yeah, but
yeah, it was like, okay, it's nice to see that they're at least considering that when they pop her in, mm-hmm. rather than, oh no, I've been in Europe and I've been partying.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah.
They do a lot of the time.
Yeah. Something we did forget to talk about or put on the board is, Abby.
There's not much to
Abby's
say.
Abby's still
just
working on doing
naked
her
errors.
Naked Era stuff. She's got high hopes. She's...
Her and Daniel had a lot of...
did it and then put it on the internet.
She called him, like...
cute butt or something.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, no!
Yeah,
ew,
no.
Gross. There was one moment between them that I enjoyed, though, and that she was like... talking about how she got herself, she's going to be on the cover of Restless Style again, right. Like she wasn't 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she needed some new bling, and so she called her mom, and Daniel's right there, and she's like, hey mom, I need to borrow a few grand, and her mom just hung up on her.
Right, yeah, which I thought was so great.
Yeah.
Perfect mom response.
Yes.
Like, no you don't, do your homework.
Exactly.
Clean the bathroom.
And
Click.
Then 2 seconds later, Daniel's phone rings, and it's his landlord asking where the rent is, and Daniel's like, I'll have it in a couple days.
Yeah. No, you're out.
And, well,
go be the homeless guy now.
It is only the first. He's got 5 days. Sometimes 10.
Yeah, but you know he's so backed up on rent. He hasn't paid rent in months, because Amber was the breadwinner. He's like, things are tight now that Amber's gone. And it was like, dude, things are tight because you never work. And
yeah.
She supported you completely.
You just draw and play Xbox.
Right. Yeah. Don't blame it on Amber leaving. It's you being, you know, lazy.
That sounds like my life, actually.
No, it doesn't.
Draw and play Wii.
Yes, but you also have a paycheck coming in on a regular basis.
I work hard. All right, I'm not a Daniel. Anyway, so Abby's right there when he kind of gets that call out, and when he hangs up, she's like, so, was that your landlord? And he kind of flips out, like,
yeah,
you know
it's
what?
It's none of your business.
And he gives her this, like, you ought to grow up and get a life kind of thing, and I was like, good. I'm glad he said it,
but who is he to tell anyone to be responsible?
Well, the only thing was, because she was like, won't your mom help you out? And he
was like,
yeah, but I'm not going to ask my mom.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't
Some
just call my parents
do
to get bailed out every second, and it was like, the first time probably somebody's ever said that to Abby.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah.
And I went, okay, Daniel, I can tolerate you.
All right, 1 point for you, but...
I'll give you a thumbs up right now, but...
Yeah, okay.
But can you get a new haircut and shave, please? Because...
Yeah, that whole look is not working.
What is he going for? Scraggly...
Tortured artist. He's too busy.
He used to kind of have that hairdo, when he first got in, he used to have this, like, long, parted down the middle, like, wispy hair. And I remember hating it. And then they cut his hair short.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going back to this long... Why do they give him long hair?
Don't know. As long as he doesn't go into a Justin Bieber.
Oh.
Or bleach it again.
I'm surprised
that was so
we don't...
Bad.
Do we not have a guy with the Justin Bieber thing?
We don't. The Amber's kid had it.
Oh, yeah. But on the Bold
but
and
he
Beautiful,
was,
there
but
are, like,
he was the right,
a
right
few
age.
People when I watched today who
yeah.
had it. And I was like, geez, that hair is heinous.
Yeah. Don't get me started on the Bieber.
Yes. Anyway. Okay, are we done?
I think we're done.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com. Mm-hmm. Find us on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap.
Next time, we're going to have a fashion critique of Murphy's awesome 4th of July apparel.
4th of July.
4th of July wear. You gotta love it.
That's right. I love 4th of July
episodes.
I
want him to wear a different 4th of July shirt or exactly the same one. I can't decide if does he wear the same one every year and he only brings it out
on the 4th of July. I don't
know. Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay. Yeah. So,
we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah.